Point the cloud. I think you have to hit okay, right?
Oh, yeah, it's hiding. Let me see my screen. There we go.
Funny that it didn't. You sometimes it goes mute if you. I thought it used to go mute if you didn't accept.
Don't know.
But just to make sure, okay, put this on do not disturb. All right, Samantha, welcome to the Blair again.
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad you could make it. Are you a user of the TikTok?
I have it, but no. There have been a couple times where I'm like, you know, I probably ought to, and also not ought to, but I do have opinions, of course.
So, I mean, if this ban is, I mean, I can't see it not happening Sunday at this point. Will you miss it?
You know,
Or
I personally won't miss it because I haven't used it at all. I've probably used it like maybe 5 times in its existence for like a maximum of 1 minute each time. I'm not a TikToker.
so
And
you don't even like not even people sending you links to TikToks?
I mean, because I'm just like, I don't use TikTok. So it doesn't it like for me it's as if it never existed.
If I sent you a link, you wouldn't.
If you sent me a link, you'd probably have to text me then and say, "Hey, I sent you a link. Look at it on TikTok." Yeah, if you texted me personally, not through TikTok, because I get a notification. If you texted me personally, then yeah, I'm gonna go on TikTok and check out my friends' videos if they ask me to, of course. Yeah. Like I think originally when I heard about it being banned, I wonder, or we were talking about TikTok, or at least I was talking to you about it at one point, probably not even when we were doing the podcast. And I was just thinking, like, you know, I was very much like, oh, the authorities are saying it's dangerous. It must be dangerous. I don't want to go on it if it's a risk to national security. And, you know, I just didn't even need to think twice about it. And
You're a good citizen.
I am, but you know, the thing that, oh man, I might start crying on the podcast. Like, I
What?
miss being able to trust authority figures more. I was fortunate in having good experiences with a lot of different authority figures, but now it's like I didn't question it. But now I've seen in this aspect of TikTok, like the motives behind it. But now, you know, I've read multiple different articles, and it seems from what I've learned that it is kind of equally split between both parties for those who are in favor of like banning it. But I did hear that. I think I was watching CNN, like a clip from CNN yesterday, and there were talks about, well, what if, you know, an American company buys it up or blah, 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 or what if like Elon Musk buys it up? And I was just like thinking, please no, because I don't know if that's even a possibility, but I wasn't concerned about the government trying to contain and change our information in the way I am now than when I heard about it. So now I'm just like thinking about is it really more of a risk than other apps? Like, and also what is the reason for really wanting to remove it? I'm not an expert in the reasons, but I am aware of that it's going to negatively impact so many Americans, at least in their ability to provide for themselves
Yeah,
at a time where
definitely.
they really, really need the help. So I'm concerned about like the motives behind it. And for me personally, it doesn't affect me because I don't use TikTok, but just in the grander scheme of like, why is it happening and who is it going to impact? I am concerned.
Yeah, there's the potentially some cre a lot of creators that'll have to find a new platform to get seen. I do watch stuff on there quite a bit. I scroll. The
That's
Only.
the biggest reason why I didn't want to do it because I know it's like,
Oh, you're better off without it. Absolutely.
well, you know, it's hard enough not for me not to scroll on like Facebook sometimes, and my Facebook usage is pretty minimal, but I know
Yeah.
TikTok is much more like
if I
scroll.
having kids has made me, I'm fine. I'm fan of banning most social medias at this point, just for the sake of my kids.
Oh yeah.
It's better for them for it not to happen. So I've got, yeah, I got weird feelings about I love the way you connect with people on a lot of them. It doesn't, it's almost to me more like an entertainment channel than it is a social channel, because I don't really interact with people there. And I do feel like when people, you know, the idea that people can leave comments, I don't know if that makes it social. But just comments in general are just
Well, it does seem like
rarely, rarely lead to good things. It just always, even it'll get super positive, and then someone will be like, well, you don't know how to parent, or something like,
I mean, people are going to say that anyway. Like the second you
yeah, but I
become
don't want to
a parent,
read
there's
it.
already like one person there just being like, you don't know how to parent your child. But no, I'm just kidding. My kid doesn't say that. But I'm kidding. Like the second you become a parent, like no matter your setup, it's you and a kid, like regardless of how many other people are in the room. That was the
I think like I was sharing, I was trying to get engagement, right? So I was like, I remember asking people on there, what do you do with your stuffed animals when
Oh, I saw
they're
that one.
overflowing and going
Yeah.
nuts? And some people are just so, well, I'm a, well, let them have some joy. Like just, and I'm like, okay, that's not what I wasn't looking for that kind of stuff. Okay, I asked for this. That's
I
my fault.
mean,
Why did I ask anybody anything?
right,
I
yeah,
shouldn't have.
just you could have gone on there and just not said anything and just breathed. Ah, oh, you're taking up too much oxygen. Why are your the breath, the lung capacity? I'm concerned about your lung capacity. You know, you might have sleep apnea. Well, do you know if you infuse this with this, that would enhance your ability for oxygen in your bloodstream? I mean, they're probably going to say everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I almost want to give up completely. You know, and I do. I mean, I don't, it didn't make it feel like I want to keep doing this. Whereas, I don't know, I think I've cultivated enough people on Facebook. Maybe that's it. Because TikTok, anybody can be suddenly noticed. You're suddenly interacting with people. Potentially people are seeing it who are not going to be your audience, but it just, the algorithm thought they would be. And even if they are, you're going to find the criticisms where I think I have on Facebook, for no better word, a decent fan base that's supportive and that's nice. Like, just, I know I can leave a comment on there, and usually it's mostly
I mean, because
supportive.
it's mostly people you know on Facebook, right? Or do you
Yeah,
just
or share my opinions, or the people who don't share my opinions have blocked me or unfollow me at this point, so they don't. Or they know that I fight back, so they don't bother, which is good too. So yeah, it's preaching to the choir now, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay. It's less stress. I'm okay with that. I
What's with the that with TikTok
preaching to the choir.
or preaching with the cry choir?
Yeah. But TikTok, you know, any innocent video, yeah, it's in, no matter what you do now, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna
Taylor,
hate.
Taylor Swift is
Haters gonna hate.
pretty brilliant there. She's right. She's
Shake it
so
off. Shake it off.
right. I need to shake off the haters.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
Brilliant.
actually so I had like the weirdest experience the other day. I mean, I guess it wasn't the weirdest. It just I had a little bit too much actual coffee in the morning. Like I like to get the Starbucks iced coffee, the dark roast. It's so good. It's
Okay.
cheaper if you just get it from the store. If anybody's listening and wants like this tip, if you haven't tried it, just try it.
What do you mean? Like,
Like
buy it at Fred Meyer kind of place?
And
Oh,
you just
okay.
get it in, you know, wherever you get like the coffees and creamers and wherever in the refrigerated aisle. It's like this big, you know, for
Okay.
$7 or something. And then I can't handle that much caffeine. So I'll just have like half of a cup in the morning. But I had a little bit too much the other day and just felt a little bit jittery all day because of it, which sucked. So I don't know if this fed into it, but it was just weird because when I was out and about, I was just getting a lot, because you're talking about haters gonna hate, and that's what's reminded me of it. Just people being like more unfriendly and looking at me like something was wrong with me. And I'm not saying that like whenever I walk into some place, people are like, hello, here you are, like cheers, even if they don't know me. But it was just like such an opposite, and I wasn't even in a small town in Texas that I was like, what is
Yeah.
going on? I felt super weird. And when I you know, got back into the car, like, check, do I look weird? Like, what's going on? Did I, like, you know, you got like a booger hanging out or something gross? Like that,
Yeah.
like why? I don't get it. And it was really bothering me. Now I'm going on my soapbox about how I just wish that there was more like general like kindness to humans, like other humans, even if they're strangers, like smile, hello, nod, whatever, like, you know, in the olden days.
Yeah, I do feel like there's definitely
It just,
a downturn of that.
I had to remind myself, like, the haters gotta hate. But for me, I was just like, oh, well, that's their problem. Like, I'm a nice person. I didn't do anything for them to just outright not like me for no reason.
Yeah.
I had no boogers.
Okay, so last week I was driving home and I'm going up this hill. Near, if people know Shoreline, right next to Arby's, they would know where this is. I'm going up it, and a person, I don't know if he was trying to pass, he was trying to get into the turn lane, but to do that, he crossed into my path, like into my lane, right? So he's heading toward me. So he had to swerve into my lane because he didn't want to wait, right? So he's heading straight toward me, like oncoming.
Because he couldn't wait, so he wanted to try to do a head-on collision because he couldn't wait for the
That's
meet.
and so I start honking. I mean, maybe he was a decent amount away. He was kind of far away, but I was like, I wasn't sure what he was doing 100%. Part of me was like, are you right? Like, honk, I'm in the section. And he flips me off. He flips me off and then turns and gets into the thing. And I was like shocked, and then I flipped him off back. And I'm just like thinking, you were in the wrong lane. How are you righteous about honking? Like that I like you're mad that someone honked at you, but you are in the wrong lane. How do I know for sure you're aware of what's happening? You know, I just thought it
Agreed.
was such a funny, it was like it was so funny that like I think I did laugh at first, like, what the hell? And then I'm like, I'm gonna flip him off. Wanna
Right.
flip him? And then that whole Seinfeld skit came to my head where he talks about like, why are you so mad? If someone gave me the toe, I'd be more mad, right? Like, I just, it was just, but it's
You're so
people are,
flexible. How could they drive and
yeah.
then like have one leg up with their toe that fast?
I feel like people are so quick to get angry now
Yes.
or find a reason to be unhappy with somebody, even when they did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's like I'm married to everybody.
I
I'm
would
just
laugh.
kidding.
I'm like, I would laugh at that, except for Gretchen is lovely, so
I
I.
know. She doesn't get mad at me. That's
It's
for
okay.
sure.
You know, I know you're going for the punchline. Same with me,
Yeah.
with kids saying you don't parent. I'm like, that's not at all the relationship I have with my toddler. That's
Yeah.
ridiculous. It's a silly joke. Oh, you said something that reminded me of something else. What was it? Oh, okay. But so I read an article like late last night, early this morning. Who knows? Sleep was off. And about how like a woman fell in love with AI, and what you're talking about with people being like unfriendly, it just makes me concerned for. That sounds like such like a fear monger, but no, I'm just like seeing certain trends in society, and I watched a ton of documentaries last week, which I know we don't have to talk about, but why I watched like two more since I think the last time we spoke, because it's easy to do in downtime, like you just yeah. But anyway, so I've been seeing like these different, I've been like studying human nature through all of these different types of people and personalities. And so it just like got me connecting different dots and like wondering about things. So
Yeah.
seeing like the overall unfriendliness of people and fear and isolation and other ways they're connecting on social media, blah, 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 going away. And then reading this article about this woman who connects with AI because she's married. She's married, but
Oh, scandalous.
she's
This
not
isn't an
making,
affair.
yeah, it's like full out.
Wait,
She's paying
wait.
hundreds of dollars to get this like AI chat. I think it's a chat GPT relationship or something, but it's not unlike, okay.
Her?
I have a spoiler about it. Might not even be a spoiler if you followed the news, but for me, the whole Ashley
Did
Madison
you
scandal.
spoil the news?
Well, that's why I'm like, I didn't. I mean, yeah, I'm like, this
Ashley
probably.
Madison from eight years ago to
Yeah,
now.
like,
Yeah,
I
I don't think
know.
that's a
But see, I
spoiler.
was unaware of this detail until I saw the documentary. So is it okay if I talk about it?
Yeah,
Because
fine.
it connects, okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's a spoiler.
Thing is, it's like these men and women or whatever, but I think it was mostly the men that were, yeah, mostly men, because not all the women on Ashley Madison were real. There were they were like some of them were bots or whatever. And so these men are having these emotional relationships and paying money to connect with bots, which made me think of like, oh, and this, but they believed they were real. I think that's the
Right.
difference. We're like in this example of this woman, she believed that. Like she knows that AI is AI, but she starts to have this emotional relationship with it. And then there's apparently this whole thing on Reddit where all of these people are already having these emotional relationships with AI.
But okay, is this woman married
Yeah, she's married.
to
And somebody,
somebody else, not
yeah,
to AI? Okay.
no, somebody else.
Fake question then. Is that cheating? Is having an emotional affair with AI cheating?
I think it depends on, I think like any relationship, it depends on what is in the light that you've agreed on and what has been hidden. Because I don't think that people who are openly poly, I don't think they're cheating. But if somebody just has an affair and their husband or wife isn't aware of it, it's cheating. Like if you say you're saving money together and then one of you like bankrupts you, that's cheating. You know, it's about. It's not like
That's fraud.
sexually cheating, but I still
Yeah.
think it's like you're being a cheat. What does it mean to be a cheat?
But is
That's
it
going past
cheating
one.
if it's not a real entity and you know it's not? It's not like they're pretend they think they're having an affair with a person. It's actually just a machine.
Yeah, but
There's
then if you talk about like PORN, can I say that on this? Will it get like flagged? I don't know. If you talk about that, like that is not a real,
spicy movies, I think, is what
yeah,
they
spicy
say.
movies. Okay, like that's not a real, like it's real someplace, but it's not like real. Although, who knows, maybe they're going to use AI figures for that,
Oh.
but whatever. But if somebody's doing it in secret, that's also cheating. It's not like tangible, you can't like touch what's going on through the screen. So, I think it's like the
Oh, you think
perception. I think
spicy movies are cheating?
for me, it is
Watching a spicy movie?
without the consent of your partner. It's about what's being deceptive. It's about keeping something. Okay, wait. First, let's define cheating. Ha ha. The semantics of it. Define
Right.
what it means to cheat.
You know, it's like obscenity. You know it when you see it, I guess, is what
Okay, so I'm gonna look
I
it up.
don't, but what about things then that have just never been discussed?
That's. So
Like,
I'm gonna actually look up the definition because that's how
why
I.
isn't watching a horror movie cheating?
Cheating. Okay, yeah. So cheating definition is an act to act dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage, especially in a game. Okay, to avoid something undesirable. Well, that doesn't sound like cheating. Oh, to cheat death. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This one, another one, if you think of it like just as a def in a relationship, it's breaking the trust of your partner by being emotionally or physically involved with someone else outside of the relationship without your partner's knowledge or consent. The legal, oh, I'm not going to go into that one right there. So I think it just depends how you define it for me. I think
I don't think it's I
about.
don't I do not think spicy movies are going outside of a relationship. They're
Well,
fulfilling something that the person's not getting, and you can never expect your partner to provide everything. I think as long, I
Well,
think video games can be cheating if you're practically, if you are using that to avoid your spouse or your partner in any way.
yeah, but that's the same thing for
But
like
it's a, but
spicy movies can also, if it also includes avoidance and not having like intimacy, because for some people it does become an issue. But that's where it's like, I think it's up to everybody in their relationship to define it. Like
but
to
nobody would
me,
think it was cheating if you were playing a video game incessantly. They'll say you're addicted, but they
yeah.
wouldn't call it cheating. I think it's the same thing with spicy movies. That's an addiction, but it's not
Well,
cheating.
but I think it depends on whether or not it's done in the open or whether it's done in a hidden way. Because if you had an agreement that you weren't playing video games, and then your partner comes home from whatever, and they like, enter the room, and you're like, oh no, it was the video games, and you like put it away. Like if it was a secret,
Yeah.
it's, for me, it's about the dishonesty.
Well, yeah.
The
I guess
dishonesty factor.
that's being dishonest, but I don't know that I'd say they're.
Well, I think
That's.
dishonesty to me is a form of cheating. I think there's a form of like physical cheating and emotional cheating, and then also like cheating, like they say in a card game, where it's like you're lying about something. That's now, is it the kind of cheating that's going to break up a relationship? I think there's all sorts of like levels of
Yeah.
it.
Somebody watching a show that they're watching together and they couldn't wait for you and pretending you didn't watch it. That's dishonest.
Yeah. I mean, but if that's the foundation and bedrock of your relationship, I think it, that's what I mean. Like, I think it really depends on each person.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say, like, oh, either one. I'm not going to say it's cheating to watch spicy videos. It's cheating to play video games. It's cheating to date AI. Like, that's for people to decide in their relationships. And it also depends on, like, how open or secretive it is and how, to what extent, like, is it ruining their lives?
I will go out on, I do not think an emotional relationship with AI is would be, is cheating.
Yeah. Okay.
I do not think so.
Riddle me this, though. Riddle me this. If you have an emotional relationship with AI, okay, I'm just going to say Sally and Joe. Why not? Sally and Joe, and her AI is Ted. Okay. So Sally and Joe, they're happily married. They're
Okay.
saving for a down payment on their home. Ted, or wait, crap. Real guy. Real guy is like busy at work, and Sally just, she also feels like she can't talk to him about certain things that he doesn't understand. So he's like, yeah, cool, you can talk to AI. Yeah, cool,
Yeah.
casual, I'm going to talk to AI. But she starts telling AI things that are secret that she's never even told her husband. She starts like, having more of an emotional connection with AI than with her husband. Like at the end of the day, she'd rather talk to AI than her husband. And here they're saving for a down payment on the house, but she has to spend money to keep talking to AI because there's a fee. So she
Yeah.
starts dipping into the money that should go towards their down payment and starts secretly giving it to AI. That's messed up.
That's misuse of funds. She should be using the money that should be out of her fun fund.
Right, but she's also like, she's lying to her real
Well,
life human
if she's
partner.
lying, that's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like calling like the cheating, right? I mean, but
Right.
he
If
was
you
aware of
lie.
it, it's in the open, but he wasn't aware to the extent of it and the deception of it
Yeah.
in this example.
Yeah. I will go anytime there's deception, I'm not cool with it.
Exactly.
But if there's no deception, I don't think my spouse needs permission to talk sexy to AI if they want to,
I
because it's
mean,
not real.
and that's for you guys to decide yourselves.
Right. Though this came up because of started talking about androids, the especially the Uber, or not the Uber ones, the Elon Musk androids, right? Because I was
Oh, like
like,
an actual, like it looks
because
like a person android, or because
yeah,
I don't think I've
well,
seen.
yeah, he's got them now that they're servants and stuff, like they can be certain, and
Oh,
so you know the flesh thing is next,
oh,
right? And
oh
so
yeah.
I was like, is that cheating if it's a robot? And she's like, yes, it's cheating. And I'm like, I don't know if it's cheating. It is a robot, because then
I mean,
I am calling
it really it depends, and
any
although
device, any device that's powered that you use, if the other
sure.
person's not there cheating then.
Yeah, you sure can. If that's what you and your partner agree on, then it's cheating. And if you guys are cool with it, then you're
We
cool.
don't have, okay, so, but then you could, we're just saying a universal, there is no universal, every relationship, you have to define everything all the time with everything. Like, we can't just walk into a new relation. You walk into a new relationship and you know it's cheating. You know regular cheating is cheating, straight up, right?
Well, I mean, you yes, because that's also been spoken of, like you said, like that's like this AI thing is a totally new realm. But
Right.
you do, unless if you're both openly poly or something, right? Like,
Right. If you know this is monogamous, hey, we're going to be exclusive.
right. You
We've
know the
agreed on
rule.
that. And then suddenly they started dating someone else and they're like, that's cheating. Yo, everyone would agree that is cheating.
Exactly.
But
Yes.
even sometimes I'm like, the debate, if you got to go, well, is that cheating? Spicy movies, like, it's not real. There's no physical touch. There's no physical touch or
Yeah, but
no
okay,
emotional touch. No chance.
whether or not something is real or not, like the way that it impacts your brain too. Like, I actually had this discussion with a friend that's kind of about that. And also the movie Don Juan from like years ago with
Don Juan DeMarco?
no, wait, I don't know the whole
Was
thing,
it
but it was
Johnny
with
Depp?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And Scarlett Johansson, I think. No, was it Scarlett Jo? I think it was Scarlett Jo. It was years ago. But
Star
basically,
Joe?
he was watching a lot of stuff, and it was impacting his version of reality. And she was watching a lot of stuff, but different. She was watching all the rom-coms, and it gave them these unrealistic
Wait, was
expectations.
he watching spicy movies? Is that
Yes.
what you mean? Okay.
But the thing is, it gave them both unrealistic expectations of the other. So, like, even though they are present in a relationship, they still weren't present in the relationship. They had all these fake expectations that were about fantasy things that they thought were supposed to be real. And so I'm just honest, I'm like fired up today because I'm just like, can we preserve humanity? Like, can we just talk openly and be humans? And some people you're gonna mesh with and some people you're not, but you gotta get like your expectations and what is real and not real, like out there in the open. And yes, this is uncharted territory that people are moving into. And I think for some people, it can be helpful. For some people, it's going to be really damaging and dangerous.
I think rom-coms have a chance of being worse than spicy movies.
Because you're a man.
Oh, I think it's because rom-coms are unrealistic.
And
And
so
you,
are spicy
hold
movies.
on, but you see a rom-com, and people will use those rom-coms as example. How come a man just won't do that? And people are like, well, be like that. But nobody, people watch spicy movies. We know it's unrealistic. You're like, no one
Well,
is
okay,
ever gonna let me do that.
you know it's unrealistic, but
Most.
you know it's unrealistic, but I don't think because you're saying we know it's unrealistic, but not all guys, like I'm a woman, okay, take it from me. Not all guys think that stuff is unrealistic. It's just like a nope, not gonna happen next. Like, and like at least I'm aware with like romantic movies that I watch it, and it's just like some of the stuff is realistic and some of it's not. Some of it is like not even attractive because it's so ridiculous.
I think it's more dangerous because some of it is so realistic. Like, it is so close to reality.
Well, yeah, but so is the other.
Not once, no, not one spy, not one plumber. First of all, the percentage of female
Here's the
plumbers
thing.
in spicy movies is way higher.
You have a viewing, you have a history of knowledge of things that you've viewed in spicy movies. Okay. I can't really come and speak to you as an expert on that in any
No
fashion.
pun intended.
I can talk to you as like somebody who's a female who has had to deal with
With
some
men,
BS from people who have watched it. That's what I can talk about.
I will say I do feel bad. I actually the new generation of the
Thank
new
you, because
generation.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say that to you too, because probably the age that you started watching those, how old were you?
I mean, I'm trying to think when was it was scrambled.
Not
When
to
did
be
I
like.
like when did I try to watch it versus when did I succeed,
That's true.
right? Trying to watch it between the scrambling on
Yeah.
the Spice Channel. But let's say it was high school, right? Well, what I'm saying is now I do think there's a problem with the easy access to it now. I think teens now do not understand the difference. I do think they don't understand. They're like, oh, is this just what happens? As much as teen girls are like, see a rom-com and like, is this what happens?
Well, and the other thing too, okay, like the other thing too is with rom-coms, how funny this is our topic for today. But I think it's interesting that people, you can watch a rom-com and then you can actually see how your parents interact, or you can see how your best friends interact with their significant others or your grandparents. You know what I mean?
Yes,
You
I
have
don't want to
further
see how my
scope of
parents.
seeing like, you know,
I don't want
spicy
to compare my
movies.
parents with the spicy movie.
Yeah,
I don't want
exactly.
to
Spicy movies. I sure hope you're not going around watching.
compare.
But so you have a different sort of check-in for what reality is
Dad,
versus
is this
what
real? Does this
rom-com.
really happen? What are the chances?
Yeah, you know?
That's
So,
okay. Yeah. Well, but the today's, I almost feel. One thing I feel bad for the kids is how not normalized, but like the quest level is so like the when I found the Dirty Magazine in on the top of a trash can when I was in ninth
oh, the
grade,
quest for
the
fun.
quest to see anything was like, oh my gosh. It is so low now. Like they just can Google. They just know they just need a
Oh my
computer.
gosh, it's that is interesting because then
Because
too, like you have it built in from your questing as a kid, you know you're gonna have to work for it versus
yeah.
kids are it should arrive like DoorDash, swipe, swipe.
Yeah, oh yeah,
Why are you not
absolutely.
performing? I sit
Instant.
back and you do everything and I have no effort. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I feel like that has taken away that people feel like they need to earn it or work for it. They want to get right to seeing real. And I was just happy to be with somebody. Like it was like, oh my gosh, if I could just get somebody to sit next to me, I'm happy. You know, let alone next. So I feel like it's too easy.
I mean, I guess
Though
that's the thing with like with the AI relationships that I kind of find scary, and I shouldn't admit this, but I'm like, I could see the appeal. Like, I like writing with people. Like, I could see, like, you write, you have a nice conversation, you feel heard, you feel like the person shares your actual interests. It's not a person, it's a bot. But, like, it makes sense how it could be very appealing. But, like, human
I love
relationships take
brainstorm.
work.
I brainstorm with ChatGPT all the time. I love it. Like they I get bet I don't think they say things that are particularly good. Like I think it's like a 1% out of it that I'm like, oh, that's a nugget that I could actually use in some way.
When
But
crafting your own rom-com, because you know Valentine's Day is
yeah.
coming up, you might want to ask him for some ideas.
You know, like but when I'm trying to, when I have a concept or something and I'm just trying to like, it's almost like having a, I always say it's like having an assistant or because
Yeah.
Gretchen's not around. So I'm like, oh, let me bounce this off of somebody. What do you think of this? And they go, oh, well, that's it. They're way too positive, first of all. Sometimes they're way too, well, they're probably really good. They're a good coach because they're positive instead of, I might have been like, that's dumb. What are you thinking about? But they're very positive. And it has helped me guide me towards stuff so that I can do or see it in front of me and I go, oh, well, that is a bad idea. That idea I had, where could it, how would this go? What if it sounded like this? And they put it out and I'm like, no, that's bad. So I love it as a brainstorming partner,
Yeah.
especially when you have no friends. It's great.
Right. Yeah, for all the friends that you don't have.
Yeah. I'm
Obviously
so
being
lonely.
sarcastic, I
I'm
mean,
lonely.
you have so many friends.
I don't. I don't, but
Yes, you do.
they're mostly AI.
Wait,
It's, have you read? Oh, well, no, not even read. I don't know why I said that when I was not even going to reference a book.
no.
But my friend Simon Sinek, who
Oh, yes.
he's
Yes.
not my real friend, everybody, but
Oh my gosh, sometimes I am interrupting you so much, but sometimes I do just sit around and just like daydream about what it would be like to like meet some of my other favorite like podcasters. So
well,
maybe
yeah,
I
the
sit
problem
around
is
and round
if
table with Simon, you listening? Hit us up, bro.
yeah, total. Well, the problem is when you listen to them repeatedly, you do start feeling like you know them. I think in podcasting, and we're like, oh, we're friends, right? Oh, no, they don't know I exist at all. Simon had an episode where they were talking about friendship and what it takes, friendship and what you need for friendship. Like, there's, it wasn't him, it was an author on, or a writer on, I think,
It Mel Robbins.
Mel Robin, yeah.
I saw that clip pop up, which was I was like, oh, cool, because there were a few things that I thought
Friends take
related to
proximity,
credit. Yeah, proximity.
time of life, like emotional, and a third thing, but like that it's hard. How it's much easier to be friends in high school or in school because you are all sh have the same shared experience. You have proximity of location. And the life experience is huge. And it's why it's hard to make friends as adults is because everybody is so in such different places.
Energy.
Energy. So, well, energy is part of that, I think, what's
I
going
don't
on.
remember what that was, but yeah, like I know we talked, I think, a little bit about like, yeah, it's not really built for friendship now once you're out of college. And she really like pinpointed.
Yeah. Well, because you, like, I think you think I have way more friends in comedy than I do. I don't have friends in comedy, really, because I don't have a shared life with most of them. When I remember, I went to the, I'm doing these open mics and I had a kid the whole time. Like, I had a second grader. No one else had a second grader. When I would meet somebody who was a parent, I was so excited because I had, like, oh, so most of the people don't have the same background as me. They weren't the same age as me. The only thing we had pro it was proximity of hanging out at these open mics together and the shared interest in that. But otherwise, I had very few friends. And then the few I did have were more like, probably because we had oh, we like comedy and we were nerdy. Oh, and we're of color. So it starts, you start finding a few different things that you're connecting with. But then still, like, it's like everyone I talked about that I would say, you, I didn't care how busy they were. They would tell me, I'm so tired. And I would say, you don't know what tired is until you have a child.
I remember you said that I think on it was either we were taping a podcast or right after it you said that. And I was not understanding because I remember I used to at some point, like, especially when I was in LA, I was working like three different jobs, doing all of these auditions, like having such a long commute.
Yeah.
I was so busy. So definitely, I see it now that I'm a parent.
Yeah,
I see it now. Yeah, you know.
Manny sent me an apology about that. He's like, dude, you were so right about the sleep thing. You just don't, until you have a kid, you do not know what it's like to be t tortured by sleep by the person you love, right?
Gosh,
It is so.
it is like you see why sleep deprivation is a torture method.
Yes.
And
Oh,
like
God.
these
And you just,
people.
and there's probably people that listen to this and be like, no, I work nights and I get, oh, I'm super tired. You don't know Silas. I'm super. No, there is no, until you are a parent, you will not know the tired that I am talking about.
Unless if I think perhaps there might be some parents that like they have live-in nannies or their stay-at-home partner does all of the like wake-ups
That could be,
or.
yeah.
Or maybe their baby just is one of those babies that sleeps all the time. And or maybe they're one of those people that only needs like 4 hours of sleep because there are some people that exist on very little sleep. Not me.
I don't
No,
understand
no,
that.
no, no, no. Nope. Sleep is.
So, yeah, so I didn't have a lot of connection points with people. So that's why and still most of the people I see, I'm just, it's a casual friendship more. Like they're not gonna, I don't think they'll give me a ride to the airport. I think they're gonna come help me move. Like that kind of stuff. So they're not
Most people
friends.
don't see the moving now that we're not in our 20s anymore. Rite of passage.
I mean, that's true. If you have a decent job,
I hear you on that. I mean, realistically, most people don't have, what is it, that number? Like, you can't have that many close friends anyway. Just even when you do have lots of friends, there's only a certain number that will be in your innermost circle.
Yeah. But it, and she also talked about how you need to let friends kind of being okay with friends coming in and out when you're an adult, because it depending on what's going on in your life. I mean, I'm probably really, I'm a lot closer with my neighbors who have a kid the same age, and so we see each other all the time. And yeah, we do hang out now sometimes. But if they're and we live right next to each other, right? But otherwise, we aren't the same age. You know, when we got like 15 years between us, because I'm an old dad. And without the kids, I don't know that we would have enough overlapping markers to stay friends. So I don't even know what's going to happen in like 4 years if if my kids stop being friends, you know, or something. Like, who knows when we'll see them. It's just, but it was nice to hear. I found that nice to hear from someone who studies friendships and to maybe be like, oh, so it's okay. Maybe I shouldn't feel guilty all the time because I'm not, if I recognize that those markers aren't there that are needed.
Why do you feel guilty about what?
Not being as close, not knowing what's going on with folks, not, you know, part of the what we talked about last week, the spatial thing of object permanence part, and to go like, well, oh no, oh, I need to be better staying in touch. Like I feel like I should be staying in touch with people as much as I was in college, right? But no, we don't have all the place to go or whatever. Like,
It's not only that, but when you were in college, I'm imagining you didn't have a wife and three kids.
right.
Right. So, I
But
mean, you don't have.
but I had a girlfriend and an action figure collection. So
Right. Yeah. Very. Those action figures are very demanding, though. That's why I don't
they
have
are.
any.
But I guess I never wanted like my kids to necessarily be an excuse on why I can't
I mean,
do
I guess I
something.
just think, I mean, if you have, I don't know how many hours of your life this guilt is eating up, but I generally feel like for people, unless if it's something really serious, I don't know, but like that time you're spending feeling guilty, just like send a text message instead. You may already do this, but like I will start putting in my planner. I want to text three friends this week and make sure by the end of the week I've actually done it. Or if a
In
friend,
your planner, you put that?
I did. I put it in because that's like one of the things I want to do this year. I have like two New Year's things that I've been good about, a couple of them. I can't, like, you can't do too much. So it's like just a couple of them. I'm like, I have to stick to these. But anyway, I did put in my planner this past week because I wanted to make sure that I contacted my friends more this week. And there was a saying that I learned in one of these real estate courses. It was, well, anyway, I'm still rebuilding my website. But anyway, like this, that one coach, she told me, or all of us, she said, like, if it's not scheduled, it's not going to happen. And I know it was real estate related, but for myself, I know I have a tendency of just like, well, if I'm not like, when I do have a free moment, not when I'm like, you know, just only doing everything toddler needs, but if I do have a free moment, I know I'm probably going to do like something off the checklist or this or that. I'm like, no, I need to infuse like more fun, more relaxation, and more time like on my friendships also. So I'm like, I have to put in my planner because if I don't, I'm just going to go to the, oh, I need to do X, Y, and Z work related. Anyway, but I'm not always great about it, but I try to do that, especially if somebody like, actually, I should have been, I was pretty good about messaging you at first when I heard the sad news with your friends, but I needed to, I should have put that in my scheduler because I wanted to be, and also I knew I'd be seeing you weekly now because of this, but I also try to, if I know a friend is going through something tough, I'll put a reminder in my phone. Be like, check on.
Yeah, but like then I felt like I should have been checking on you weekly for a long time. And before I knew it, like, time passes and you're like, it's been, oh crap, it's been like 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Like, now I feel bad. And then
Well,
another week passes, right? Well, granted, I'm also talking pre-Prozac Silas mostly, like as I'm trying to learn new habits of how much time guilt eats away at me. Like way less time now. I'm less anxious about it eating me away, though. So I want to get systems like you have in place to relieve my guilt and to also find opportunities, like genuine opportunities, not like Christmas Eve where I expect people not to show up. And that's part of it, that I can't have everyone show up or I'm in trouble.
I mean, I think part of it is also, I didn't realize this until hearing you now. I think part of it is also in reaction to a friend of mine from several years ago, who I wasn't always the best friend to them because when I got busy, time would pass and I would get so busy and I wouldn't check in with them as much and it hurt their feelings. Now, they weren't perfect, bless them. Because they would sometimes get depressed and totally ghost me and ask me to check in on them. And I would check in on them, but it'd be no response. And it would be like, a few different blah, blah, blah. Like, nobody's perfect. But I remember, I think one thing they said at one point was that they felt like whenever I got busy, I dropped them, which wasn't my intention because I would think of them, but I didn't check on them. And that made me feel really sad. And I was like, I don't want to do that again. And so, last year, definitely there were a few friends who had checked in on me more consistently, but I'm no longer able to go to that like scheduled meeting. It was like a mom's group, and I'm not
Yeah.
to go to that mom's group like I was a year ago, and I really miss it. Oh my God, I miss it so much. And I didn't want to have it seem like, oh, I'm doing better now, and now I don't care to check in on you. That's not at all the case. It's just, we don't have that proximity, that meeting, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Want to melt through things. And so, actually, it's reminding me I did not text. There were like two people this week that I wanted to text that I have not texted yet. And the week is almost over, and I don't want to be a crappy friend.
Do you know how you could remember to do that? AI. If you just had an AI boyfriend, that would, they could say, "Hey, have you texted?
Honestly,
Have you texted
that's
your
a really
wife?"
good point. If I could do the free version, because I don't know, like I'm kind of well, we haven't talked about my personal life much on here, which we don't have to, but it's my who cares? For this is not private information. I'm single now. I don't feel like that has to be private information because y'all know I'm pretty private about stuff. And like I'm kind of like, I want to just be single. I love spending time with myself and my kid, but having an AI boyfriend, if I wasn't worried about it messing up my brain and making me crazy, I would have an AI boyfriend because it would be uncomplicated. I mean, yeah, sure, that'd be great. You get your little boost of like, you look good, girl, today. I know you can't see me, but you're right, oh, you are so sweet. XYZ157253-1. Sweet talking.
I think we should end it there. Because we're at time anyway. I think that's a funny line to end on. That's hilarious. All right. Do you have time for a quick intro?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
You said.
I said I had to leave at this time because then it would give me a little bit of wiggle time.
Oh, okay. Disrespecting what I was
I
told.
appreciate. No, I'm so glad because
It's the
actually
truth.
I do need to do a couple of things in the next. But yes, go ahead.
Okay. And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 226.
226.
I'm Sy Sundenstein.
I'm Samantha Rund.
And this is Black and a Half, the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. So today's episode, you know, it starts off with a little TikTok. Tickety-tock talking.
Mm-hmm.
Tickety-tock till you don't
talk,
stop.
Tickety-tock, talk, talk, talk.
And then it gets into a big discussion on AI. Twister. Huh?
That'd be a great tongue twister.
Tickety-tock. Tip. Yeah, I'll come up with one, and I'm going to copyright it. We get into an AI discussion, and AI, what is AI, can you
AI,
cheat?
AI, matey!
Can you cheat with AI? Is it, what kind of relationship can you have with AI? I think we pose some pretty fun philosophical questions, personally.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to tell you, this episode is pretty hot. We talk about things that are spicy, maybe a little bit. But if you are in a relationship or about to get in one, no, I think it's like great.
No,
we talk about
you should.
Expectations and parameters. And there's some things in here that you might not have thought about before, because I
yeah.
didn't think about it before either. I mean, I did before I said it. But I mean, like when I was younger, this stuff was like not even on my radar. And some of it didn't even exist. So.
Sometimes I just think I'm so glad I'm not single now, because I don't think I'd be able to handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm also too old to be single.
And you're also happily married. Like, that's the most important reason why you're happy or not.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that. Look, I watch Sliders a lot, so I'm used to going into alternate dimensions. And...
Sliders? That just made me hungry. I haven't seen it. I just heard
Sliders. Traveling through dimensions can really make you hungry too.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, so that's the episode. We're gonna chat about that, and yeah, it's fun. Check it out, and you know, like, subscribe, all that. There we go. So,
yeah.
All right. Here we go. Black and a Half. Episode number 226, TikTok and AI. Okay. Stop there. And let me do a stop recording, not to stop.